From trigger warnings to dining hall diarrhea, college students have a lot to worry about. But we may have found an issue that isn't just a nuisance. It could threaten their entire future.
Nick Quant is a college student who likes a good house party.
We've had a couple here. My roommate really likes the risky business theme where you just kind of wear, like, I guess a shirt like this, but white, and your boxers or underwear.
He's going to be a senior in the fall at Chapman University, located in the peaceful, picturesque city of Orange, California.
Sometimes you'll get back to the house around 9 o'clock, and there'll be a couple freshmen at your house that think the party starts at 9 o'clock, and no one else really gets there till 11.
Some of the parties are big, some are small, and they happen as often as you'd expect in a college town. But not everybody's happy about them.
They live in a different time zone, on a different calendar.
Well, I don't want the guys peeing in my front yard after Chapman parties.
They're being too rowdy, or they're jumping in the pool.
They throw up in their yard, they throw up in my yard.
You had probably 400 kids that were in a backyard about 3 blocks from my house.
That's Orange resident and city councilman Fred Whitaker.
It was out of control. It was about 11:30 at night.
He and the rest of the city council recently passed an ordinance that tightens rules on out-of-control parties.
You're trying to create a deterrent so that people will stay away from parties.
Not parties in general, but loud and unruly parties that are so bad they affect the neighbor's ability to enjoy their own property. City councils have had to try and make some determination. How do you affect that? How do you create incentives to not have people affect other people's rights?
Incentives. Remember that word, because this is where things start to get rolling. Bear with us as we dive into the world of local city ordinances, but here it goes. The ordinance makes it unlawful for any person to be present at, attend, or participate in a loud and unruly gathering, and to do so in a way that contributes to the gathering.
What does present at mean?
Well, if you're there, and then you have the second aspect of the statute, you're one of the people that's contributing to the loud and unruly conduct.
Here's just a little bit more info on that contributing part from Wayne Winters, the city attorney for the city of Orange.
The individual has to be doing something more than just happen to be walking by at the time or stopping by and chatting someone in the front yard when the police happen to walk up. Some indication that they are contributing to the party. Maybe they're with their red cup, they may be there jumping up and down to the music or whatever it might be, but something. So an officer has to observe something more than just mere presence.
That seemed confusing to us. Holding a red cup at a party or jumping up and down could be evidence of a crime. We needed more specific answers.
What they're really trying to get to is, who are the instigators?
Define instigators. Who are those people?
Well, I think what you're looking at is, it's a, when you see it, you know it. And that's what the police officers are there to have discretion with.
We racked our brains trying to figure this out. Lots of things go on at parties.
We're throwing a Robert De Niro party.
The mother of house parties, man. A pajama jammy jam.
You guys up for a toga party?
Toga! Toga!
So we just decided to go with the basics of a college party. Then maybe we'd get some specific answers.
So maybe a lot of dancing?
Could be, you don't know.
What about holding a red cup?
Depends on what's in the cup and what your age is, right?
What about doing like a keg stand or something?
You know, I think what you're focusing on is the individual at that party and the conduct, instead of the result of that conduct and how it affects others.
It's just so vague and also just kind of blatantly directed at college students. You can kind of pick that out of it.
But it's not even specific, the kind of partying that is going on at these parties. It's not specific in the ordinance as to what it is.
Well, I think the reason you don't want it to be that specific is because the more specific you get it, the more that you can game the system. We're trying to cut some sort of way to gently incentivize those who are creating, who are saying they need to have these loud ragers, trying to get them to calm it down, and let it so that the neighbors can have some peace.
Except that the city's way of gently incentivizing college students is to hand them hundreds of dollars worth of fines that, according to city code in Orange, constitute a misdemeanor.
A misdemeanor is a criminal offense. It means that people, because they were just present at a loud party, could end up with a criminal record. There are important consequences to a misdemeanor conviction or any criminal record. This isn't gentle by any means.
That's the dean of UC Irvine's law school, Erwin Chemerinsky. We asked him to take a look at the ordinance for us to help us understand the language. Hey, if the city wasn't going to get specific, we needed some guidance.
Part of the problem with this is it's not clearly written. For example, I don't know what the difference between present at and attending is. I would think present at and attending are synonyms, and yet they're each listed separately in the statute.
I think whoever wrote it probably was doing their like third grader's English assignment too and only picking out the vocab words from that.
It says, or to do so in a manner that contributes to the loud or unruly gathering. I assume just by being there, you're contributing to the gathering. Is more required than that? The ordinance doesn't say.
And therein lies the problem. When a law doesn't say what kind of specific behavior is a crime, then practically anyone can be guilty.
Under the Constitution, any law must be clear as to what's prohibited and what's allowed. In fact, one of the concerns is that officers would have too much discretion and be able to use it in a discriminatory way. To say we'll leave it to the discretion of the officer to decide what's unruly by itself says this ordinance violates the Constitution.
But it's not as if the Orange City Council is intentionally trying to violate the rights of college students. There must be some sort of philosophy behind all this.
If you understand the idea of broken windows theory of law enforcement, quality of life, the quality of life is important to the city, and stopping petty crime in the long run helps stop major crime.
I know this is going to sound wonky, but let's stop here to talk about the broken windows theory. It may have sounded like the one thing that could have brought peace and prosperity to disorderly bucolic towns across America in 1982 when two social scientists came up with it. But since then, it's been criticized over and over again by criminologists and constitutional lawyers for overreach.
There's many problems with the broken window theory of law enforcement. First, empirically it's shown to be untrue. There's little evidence to suggest that enforcing against minor crimes decreases the likelihood of major crimes. Second, it then means that many individuals are going to end up with criminal records for minor offenses. There are lifelong consequences to their ending up with criminal records, even if it's for minor offenses. And third, there's often been a tremendous discriminatory effect to this. It's often individuals of color, African Americans and Latinos, who get charged with these minor crimes and suffer the long, lifelong consequences of the convictions.
There are some parties that get out of hand, and those should be, you know, contained, and those can stop. But that, the language and the ordinance specifically, can kind of go after just kids' birthday parties and things that are normal, that are built in society, like having friends over during college. You're supposed to interact in a social environment. That's kind of how you develop. That's what college is about. And what the ordinance is kind of doing is really restricting that.
Does this ordinance really support a world where we're creating more freedom for ourselves?
I think so. I think it creates a world where people feel like they are free to have peace in their own homes. Freedom depends upon everybody having responsibility and acting responsibly.
Everyone should act responsibly. The question is, when should the criminal law come in? When should we criminally punish people? And I think here, this is an overreaction. It's adopting a law that's unconstitutionally vague. And it's a law that I think is criminally punishing people who aren't engaged in any form of crime.
The Orange City attorney told us that these party misdemeanors will likely get reduced to infractions. But what about the next city attorney? What if they're not such a nice person? As long as the law is still on the books, then someone holding one of these bad boys could get themselves in a lot of trouble. For Reason TV, I'm Paul Dietrich.